King's Court Prison may have been the name most people knew it by, but to the people who lived and worked there, the palace is how it came to be known. I should know. It became my home for a very long time. Time which will never be returned, courtesy of those who stole it from me. Within a few years of opening, the palace became nothing more than a cesspool of the worst scum society was capable of producing. But that doesn't change the fact that I should never have been sent there in the first place. I mean, I was just a fucking kid at the time. A child caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know. That's what they all say, right? All the crooks you've ever heard on TV or quoted in a newspaper. Every one of them denying any knowledge or involvement in the crime they've been accused of. But what if this time, my time, it was the actual truth?
You, Doctor! Top of the morning to you, sir!
Cried Silver, broad awake and beaming with good nature in a moment.
Bright and early, to be sure, and it's the early bird, as the saying goes, that gets the rations. George, shake up your timbers, son, and help Dr. Live see over the ship's side. All a-doing well, your patient was, all well and merry.
So he pattered on, standing on the hilltop with his crutch under his elbow and one hand upon the side of the loghouse, quite the old John in voice, manner and expression.
We've quite a surprise for you too, sir, he continued. We've a little stranger here. A no boarder and lodger, sir, and looking fit and taut as a fiddle. Slept like a supercargo, he did, right alongside of John. Stem to stem we was all night.
Dr. Livesey was by this time across the stockade and pretty near the cook, and I could hear the alteration in his voice as he said, Not Jim.
The very same Jim as ever was,
says Silver. The doctor stopped outright, although he did not speak, and it was some seconds before he seemed able to move on.
Well, well, he said at last. Duty first and pleasure afterwards, as you might have said yourself, Silver. Let us overhaul these patients of yours.
Martin took the pencil from him and looked down at the maps, following the roads backwards. Hicks will kill me for betraying his route. He's got 40 soldiers under his command, rabid to be let off the leash. They'll all kill you if you don't do it. We're on the verge of mutiny here. Once that deadlock is announced, the other heads will want you swinging from the side of a trailer to appease the mob, but also to get their own man in here. You understand? And the chief will greenlight it to quieten everything down. Probably tie it to the grill of his own RV. Make a bauble of you. You ever seen that? Touring with your daylight divisions? I doubt it. Not so pretty a thing in the light. Martin hadn't, but he'd heard the cries of people mounted on hoods and roofs before throttling engines mercifully covered their unanswered pleas. They had done so with his predecessor, before Martin took the post.